Really happy now to have Lynn Classical High School football coach Brian Vaughn back on the line. And coach, first of all, welcome back to MSO and congratulations on that first game.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Always excited to talk to you guys, and thank you for the congratulations.
Oh, Brian, the thing of it is, first game jitters. We actually did Gloucester versus Hamilton Wenham. And what was interesting was the first quarter was flawless. It looked like, man, this is going to be the game of the century. And then the second, third, and fourth quarters were nothing but hiccups and speed bumps and penalties and stuff like that. Your game looked like a little bit the opposite. You had a little bit of jitters in the first quarter, but then you sort of got better as the game went on.
Yeah, we just had some mental errors penalties-wise, mental errors execution-wise. We have a lot of young dudes on the field. We're playing a lot of young dudes. We have a sophomore quarterback, two sophomore receivers starting, another two sophomores on the front line, and another one that's, another tackle that we just moved the tackle two days before the Lexington game. So, mm-hmm. We had a lot of inexperience, and obviously, just like anything else, our guys were a little nervous. So there was some mental mistakes going on, some sloppy play going on. And we were lucky enough, to be able to, gather ourselves and get things right. I think we were able to take advantage of some missed opportunities that they had. So,
well, a game
it works out in your favor sometimes.
Yeah, a game like that too, coach. As a coach, I'm guessing it's probably pretty cool. You come out with a big win, but you got plenty of teaching moments there where you can put the kids back into their heads and say, okay, listen, this is what we got to do. So all in all, not a bad start. And I do want to start with one of your younger guys. Let's start with Brian Vaughn Jr. Tell me about his development, about how we ran the program, and how he got your guys on the board.
Brian, again, started defense for us in the short spring season. He's always been more of a defensive guy. We needed a backup quarterback with that freshman class last year. It wasn't the plan for us to put him at quarterback, but it was one of the options that we had. Got better every week last week. Eventually we started him versus every game. He played well. And then this offseason, in his mind, he always wanted to play receiver and free safety. So he kind of fought the quarterback thing. But then this offseason, he really embraced it, taking over the role of quarterback and accepting the role, worked really hard in the offseason. He's just trying to get better every day. During that game, I thought he took control of our offense. I want to say I don't think we asked him to do a lot, but, the stuff that we did ask, I think he played well with it.
Coach, it's always difficult. No, I don't want to say it's always difficult, but when you ask a kid to change positions, it seems to me like, how's he going to respond? So when he does change positions and responds well, that reflects on the whole team. The whole team looks at that and said, well, if this kid's willing to do that, then I'd best do my best, too. So it's a good thing that you go through that, and every coach does. And again, you guys put it together. First quarter was a little shaky, but tell me about some of the other guys, because you got some good production from people on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and I think it started with, we were able to, like I said, we started sloppy, but then I think we got a little bit better. And I think it started up front with our guys up front. We have, again, another kid, Derek Omoregi, who's coming in being one of our tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be one of our top targets, but we had an injury in one of our scrimmage to one of our top tackles. But we had the next tackle was a freshman who wasn't ready, so, Derek stepped up and said, coach, I'll play tackle. And,
Wow.
He did some things for us last week that, we were happy with. And,
Wow. Yep.
That goes back to what you were talking about with our quarterback situation, switching roles. Guys on this team, they'll do whatever it takes for this team to be successful. And I'm also happy for Derek, doing well at that position last week.
Yeah, that's pretty cool to be, a tight end and defensive end and so on and then go to tackle. Man, that's very impressive. Coach, if you would, please tell me about your captains and how that's developed.
Yeah, I think we had a great off season. I think we probably had one of the best off seasons that I had since we were here. With regards to all the stuff that I went through with COVID, I think they're a little bit more motivated. Kyle Durant, Derek Omoregi, who I just talked about,
mm-hmm.
his twin brother Darren Omoregi, Emil Bruno, and Nick Tinkham. Those guys are great leaders. They control the team. They get the guys focused. You know, I don't think we would be able to accomplish some of the, you know, things we did in the off season without their guidance. Those are kids that just work hard, and, you know, they've been here this whole, throughout all the high school years throughout this program, and they just lead Lynn Classical, and I just think it shows, you know, just by their leadership.
Yeah, I'm looking at, Michael Lange's, article here on the Daily Item, and it's got, Darren and Kyle Durant, celebrating after a touchdown, and they're jumping probably higher than my chest is, so you got some athletes on that team. That's quite a picture, it really is. Coach, well, let me ask you first about this week's game. Let me ask a little bit about that transition, if I could, from spring football, which I think pretty much benefited most of the high schools from what I'm hearing, into the summer and now into the opening game. What was that transition like for you guys? Because you have a...
I thought last spring was a little challenge for us, just for us there at Classical. It was challenging. It was some things that we had to deal with that we never had to deal with before. But
right.
the kids battled through that. I think that made them not. I don't want to say it made them better football players, but I think it made them better leaders.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, I know our kids are excited for this season coming up, going into it. And, you know, the goal for us is just to get better every week.
Well, Lynn had the red mark on their chest. They're like, you guys can't play when everybody else can. And so all the high schools,
exactly.
all the high schools in Lynn had to go through that, which pretty much sucked. Okay, so you got into, now what about, summer? Did you work with the kids in the summertime? The program had to be a little bit different.
Yeah, it was definitely a little bit different. We weren't able to because of COVID, we really didn't get into the weight room until, I want to say, late July, which, you know, usually everybody's in the weight room since June.
Right.
We got the green light in July, and, you know, again, those guys organized all that stuff, had that rocking and rolling. They played in a bunch of 7-on-7 tournaments and a couple 7-on-7 leagues. And then the linemen were always getting together, working on their stuff. So, like I said, the leadership from that senior group and my five captains is outstanding. And, you know, so
awesome. And plus,
I'm really proud of like how they handled themselves.
That is cool. That's cool. And plus, you know, you're in a new league. You got a new schedule. What about the scheduling first three games, Coach? That's kind of creative. How'd you come up with that?
You know, we had open dates for week one, week two, and week seven. So, you know, I kind of figured, you know, week seven was going to be the hardest to fill. So that's what I tried to fill first. And I filled that with Milton.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Marblehead got set up, and then I didn't get the Lexington game. We didn't get that set up until late, probably late July. Because I honestly thought going in, you know, that was going to be the easiest one. It ended up becoming the hardest one.
Oh yeah, I get that. Yeah.
So, you know, we have one home game, and we played on the road last week. We got a home game this week, and then we're on the road three weeks in a row.
Oh my goodness!
You know, which is, you know, always challenging, but you know, you always try to come up with themes to motivate your kids. And you know, we already talked about being for the first half of the season, you know, Mad Max Road Warriors. So you know,
Mad Max.
You always try to come up with these themes.
Well, you must be of a certain age, Coach, to mention Mad Max. But listen, okay, let's talk Marblehead. Coach Rudloff has put together, Marblehead has got some kids over there, skilled players and elsewhere for the last several years. And, you know, they're a challenge. So tell me about what you look at in Marblehead.
Yeah, 100%. We usually scrimmage Marblehead every year, and we played them a couple of years ago, and then we're in their passing league. So, you know, we see what they do every year out. Coach Rudloff over there does a great job developing this program. His kids are always tough. His kids are always really good. Always good athletes. And, you know, for this Friday's game, it's going to be challenging for us, you know. But, you know, that's why, you know, you play the game on Friday nights.
Brian, did you guys have people in the stands during fall two?
We did.
Okay. So it's going to be packed over there, I'm sure, this Friday night.
Yeah, it should be a good one. You know, like I said, they're a good football team. They have some really good athletes. You know, they didn't lose a game, I believe, in the spring, and they got a lot of those kids back. And it seems like every year they're winning 8, 7, 8, 9, 10 games a year. So, you know, we know it's going to be a challenging game, but like I said, those are the games you want to play in.
All right, final question. Tell me about practice this week. What's the attitude? What are you guys working on?
Kids are just excited. Happy to be back on the field. Happy to be have some type of normalcy back with regards to fall football. And, you know, just looking for an opportunity to get better every day.
I love it. Brian Vaughn, Lynn Classical High School football coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.